This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
And I know it's going to be a lovely day.
Lovely day. Lovely, lovely, lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Yeah. Lovely day. This is a lovely day. Every day is a lovely day. It's a lovely day today. However it is that you focus on the day, trying to make it better, I'm certainly trying to do that, and so is Jay Kirshner. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where every single moment is a choice for us. And everything that goes on in your life, every single moment of your day is a choice as well. Everything you say yes to, everything you say no to, there's a choice.
How you react.
How you react to things.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Yeah, we can't control how others act, but we can choose how we react, how we
respond.
That's
for sure. Yep, right. It's your choice.
Even when it doesn't feel like it.
So, as you go through the day today, depending on the time that you're listening to this program, because it's heard all around the clock, all around the world, what will you say yes to today? What's in the plan? I always try to open, or at least at some point in the hour, have a question for you to think about for yourself. So what will you say yes to today, right? Join the thousands of people that are thinking about that, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people are thinking about that right now as they listen to Jay and me work our way through the issues of the day, the things that matter, the events, the people. And so I'm going to congratulate a lady named Donna Jean Wild. This woman must have serious forearms. She's a grandmother, 58 years old, has five children and 12 grandchildren. She just broke the world record for the longest plank.
That right? is so impressive.
She
How long was it?
4.5 hours.
Oh, man.
How do you do that? 4.5 hours. My back bothers me, and If I could do it for 4.5 minutes, that would be a record. She was breathing regularly. She stayed calm, she said. Didn't shake. She set the record for the longest plank for a female. Actually, it was 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 11 seconds, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
My goodness.
So she's
And the thing about a plank is, I mean, that is... that.
Yeah.
requires
this is a strong
nearly
woman,
every
man.
Muscle in your body. I mean, your core
yep.
is engaged, your shoulders are engaged, your upper
like
body, your lower body.
Yep. Yep. In order to work this, to make it work, the forearms and toes must touch the ground at all times. Remainder of the body has to be lifted off the ground and kept straight. So her planking journey, which is the culmination of 12 years of doing this, she broke her wrist, and she found that that particular exercise, the one she could perform with a cast on. She said, quote, "I realized that I could read and do things when I was planking and fell in love with doing it." I've never found it any fun, frankly. In order to prepare for the planking record, she held a plank for 5 to 6 hours every day, split into 2 to 3 hour blocks. Surrounded by her loved ones when she went to the event, she focused on breathing and not shaking, as I said. The last hour was the most challenging, staying focused, keeping her form. She said it was overwhelming to have set the new world record after planking for these past 12 years. She said, quote, "I actually still can't believe it. It feels like a dream." Wow. This woman, check her out.
This is amazing, but also here's what society tells us, because the headline of the story, depending on where you find it, is about a grandmother setting the world record. She's 58.
Yeah.
Yeah, she may technically be a grandmother, but they make it seem like she's 80-something.
Right. No, she's 58. And the men on the other side, 53-year-old Joseph Salik from Chechnya, I think it is, set the record for men 9 hours, 38 minutes, 47 seconds to hold a plank. Wowzer. Wowzer. God love her. All right, so there's the winner of the day, if you will. The folks at NASA have confirmed the mystery object that crashed through the roof of that home in Florida. Remember that? Came off of the space station. So look out below. Pieces are going to begin to fall off of it because in terms of what it's seen, the hours in space. You know, there's a great, I happened to watch this on the plane the other day going out to California, the story of the International Space Station. It's not the movie about the world going to war and what happened on the International Space Station. This is about the training that goes on, the experiments that go on, how people get back and forth up and down there. It's really pretty fascinating. And while we're in this department at NASA, there are a number of stories about the glory lights. So these new glory lights, it looks like a rainbow seen by the Webb telescope. And this particular observation on a planet outside of our solar system, this is the first time this has ever been done. Astronomers detecting the signs of this on a planet outside our system, 637 light years away from Earth. So here you go. Is there a habitable planet out there? This would indicate that there's an atmosphere, because you can't have a rainbow or these kind of lights. But how good is this telescope? We can see a rainbow on a planet 637 light years away. And if you do the math, 180 feet per second is the speed of light. Mm-hmm. Multiply that times 60 for a minute, times 60 for an hour, times 24 for a day, times 365 for a year. And that's how multiplied by 637. You still with me here on this? This is new information, though. Glory lights are rings of light that only occur under specific conditions, namely when light is reflected off clouds, like we have here on our planet. We see it all the time on Earth, you know, the rainbow and things that look like a rainbow. So the light is passing through a narrow opening, water droplets and clouds, that sort of thing, and it gets refracted. And so it's only been found on one other planet, and that was Venus. Meaning that if it's confirmed, it's the first glory to be detected outside of our solar system. So this is really something else.
It's exciting.
It is. Right.
It's really cool when you think of space elsewhere. And just, how infinite it truly is. But on the flip side, whenever there's still parts of the Earth that haven't even been traveled. And when we learn new things about the deepest, darkest depths of the ocean, it's just as fascinating.
Yeah. It really is. It is fabulous. That's the only word that you can use for it. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So apparently this discovery was made, Jay, after a lot of scientists around the world have noticed something like this over the last 3 years a number of times. So they've been collecting all of the data about light. And so the professor involved in this study says this is the first time such a sharp change has been detected in the brightness of an exoplanet, which that's how they refer to planets outside of our solar system, the brightness. So the hypothesis here is that with this glow could be they call it the glory effect. It could be indicating that there is life on that planet. So who's going to be the first one to go there 637 light years away? You want to volunteer? Help yourself. Have a nice trip. See you tomorrow. There is a list of the best and worst roads in America out today. Springtime, roads are being worked on. potholes everywhere. No matter where you go, you've got potholes and the road qualities are going down. Every state, people living in these all the states, the the personal injury law firms say that you know, they have cases in every state. People lose control of the car, they go into a pothole or bad roads, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's see here. The best roads in the country are in Georgia, right? And then, let's see, what are some of the other? Tennessee is not far behind. That's interesting. Tennessee, for example, funds its highway improvements with vehicle excise taxes. And let's see, the federal money that comes in, state money, local money, yada, yada. But it's about the money that you spend or don't spend. Tennessee's roads have, like, I-40. You are familiar with that. Would you agree with this assertion that the roads in Tennessee are that good? You used to live down there.
Yeah, the roads were good. It was the infrastructure itself where you, I think a lot of places will have this, but the on-ramp is right next to the off-ramp, so you had a lot of that's those situations. But also, there was so much construction, and you had bolts and stuff. Like, flat tire wasn't the issue. It was cracked windshields, because there were always bolts and stuff that were flying all over the roads. Yeah. But the roads themselves, not a lot of potholes.
Okay, number one, this is the top 10, the best roads in the country. Idaho has number one, Georgia two, Tennessee three, North Dakota four, Nebraska five, Wyoming six, Kentucky seven, Alabama eight, Montana nine. But look at this, and Oregon is 10. So those are states that don't have a lot of traffic, I mean, compared to what goes on some of the eastern or western states along the coast. So you want to know what the bottom 10 are?
What are
they? Let's see here. Pennsylvania is number 40. Mississippi is 41. New Mexico, 42. Let's see. West Virginia, 43. Washington, 44. Massachusetts, 45. California, 46. Hawaii, 47. Connecticut, 48. Rhode Island, 49. Worst roads in the country, New Jersey.
Whoa.
Goodbye. Yeah.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner digging around in social media, Jay, to check the tech, if you will. And so we follow the course of events for Elon Musk and X. Seems down in Brazil, the Supreme Court has included Elon Musk as a target in an ongoing investigation over dissemination of fake news. They have a problem down there. It's not just here. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So the justice noted that Musk began waging a public disinformation campaign regarding the actions down there. Musk continued for a couple of days, most notably with comments that his social media company would cease to comply with the court's orders to block certain accounts. So this means that if they are able to, I guess each country can block, right? How do they do that, though? How do you block something like this off of somebody's computer or
laptop?
Look at
some of the countries that don't even allow certain social media. They have their own social media.
Yeah, China. Yeah, China's an example of that. Anyway, so Musk is being investigated for intentional criminal instrumentation as part of an investigation into a network of people known as digital militias. Wow, that's a great term. Allegedly spread defamatory fake news and threats against, in Brazil, the Supreme Court itself. The investigation will look into Musk engaged in obstruction, criminal organization, and incitement comment. He hasn't had any comments.
Well, he's always been, you know, very open about people should be able to post what they want to post, tweet what they want to tweet. Yeah. Unless, you know, when it comes to anything about him, then he reserves the right to make that go away. But the latest in this is that lawyers representing him said that the platform will comply with every ruling issued by the court.
Yeah. All right. Well, what is the we'll see. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. All right, here's another one involving criminal activity. It seems that criminals are finding new ways to target consumers using social media, and especially this deep fake technology that now is around. And so the pressures of life having an impact, fraud prevention folks are all over this. Members had reported being increasingly concerned about the potential growth in fraud generated by artificial intelligence. See, this is where there's a real problem, and the world can't keep up with it legislatively. You can't keep up with this. The changes are coming too fast. and the increase in AI-enabled identity fraud, very sophisticated phishing scams, deep fake images, that kind of stuff, both audio and video. So they have created what they call the Fraudscape. 374,000 fraud cases were reported to the fraud database last year alone. And they have worked on preventing a couple of $1 billion worth of fraud losses. Is that when you see on your computer that whatever it is, has your whatever your defender may be, Norton, if that's it, has prevented 13
like
cases
whichever security
of,
program. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Right,
like we blocked
exactly.
this many viruses. And,
right, mm-hmm. yep. The criminals are now sharpening their skills and their tactics to exploit a lot of the data that they can get using AI. They fraudulently open accounts, steal identities, take over customer accounts in banks. Personal banks, especially like Republic, are particular targets for identity fraudsters because there's a lot of money in most of those accounts. The very wealthy, well-to-do are the ones that put their money in Republic. So anyway, there are a number of people trying to deal with this. 700 people work for this company to try to stay ahead of the AI. So something to certainly be aware of.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tuesday, the House is expected to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate, USA's John Schaefer.
That action will force the Democratic-led Senate to address the impeachment proceedings against Mayorkas. In February, Republicans in the House impeached Mayorkas, citing concerns about his management of the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to swiftly move to dismiss the charges.
Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez being sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. A New Mexico jury found Gutierrez guilty for negligence in loading the live ammo into Alec Baldwin's gun on set, which killed Hutchins. The judge said Gutierrez did not accept responsibility for her actions and has not shown remorse. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Osgood, I'm going to level with you. We can't get married at all.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, I'm not a natural blonde.
Doesn't matter.
I smoke. I smoke all the time.
I don't care.
Well, I have a terrible past. For 3 years now, I've been living with a saxophone player.
I forgive you.
I can never have children.
We can adopt some.
But you don't understand, Osgood. I'm a man.
Well, nobody's perfect.
From Some Like It Hot. Nobody's perfect. That's correctamundo. I'm Doug Steffen. Not perfect. Jay Kirshner, pretty close to perfect.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, though. I appreciate that. No,
James Collins, long ways from being perfect.
No.
All right, so, yeah.
Nah.
It's,
how do you spell that?
Yeah. Okay. How many people are having a cup of coffee right now? Are you drinking coffee, Jay?
I am.
You drink coffee. Okay. James, you drinking? You know, I don't think you drink coffee, though, do you?
I drink some coffee, yeah.
Do you?
Not right now, though.
Okay. No. All right. So, Jay, to you and all the others who are drinking, slurping some coffee right now, it could be that the genes from the coffee plants that the coffee beans came from, the genes from the beans, are 600,000 years old. I'm dealing with a lot of this stuff after I saw the full episode that I was talking about on the plane of the thing that Henry Louis Gates does. What is that show called on PBS? Anyway, I've forgotten. Something, the ancestry. But anyway, so he had Julia Roberts and Ed Norton on, and they were talking about the things, you know, the way that beings, the things that live, share, depending on the flora, the fauna, the things that we learned in chemistry about the phyla, you know, what, like your Homo sapiens, and then there's something else after that that sort of helps define who and what you are. Well, there are categories for all living things.
Makes sense.
And so the genes from coffee plants, pretty much all around the world, according to some research that is being done at the moment, they have taken the different kinds of beans. Like there's Arabica. I remember having a coffee company as a sponsor, and that was one of the types of coffee beans. So Arabica, according to researchers, these plants have learned how to protect themselves from pests and climate problems. And so it's because of the natural crossbreeding of various coffee species that these coffee beans have, they've lasted 600,000 years.
They're survivors.
How about that? This is work being done at the University of Buffalo by a biologist there. The wild coffee plants that were first used and picked in Ethiopia, or what is now Ethiopia, thought to have been roasted and brewed in, back hundreds of thousands of years. Hundreds of thousands of years ago. But they primarily started using this brew, if you will, in Yemen in the 1400s, and then in India in the 1600s. So this is this kind of coffee, the Arabica, that's how you pronounce it. Smooth, sweet. Now, do you know what you're drinking? About 60% of the global coffee market use, like Starbucks and Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts, they use Arabica. Then there's another blend called Robusta, excuse me, which is stronger and bitter. That's why they don't like it. So, anyway, I thought that you'd find that interesting, all the work that's being done.
It is, yeah.
Fine. I think when we think of genetics, we think of human beings. We don't think of plants. But the whole idea, if you look at the corn that you eat or any of the vegetables, there's all kinds of hybridization that's gone on there in the interest of making bigger and better plants and things that are resistant to pests and gunk that's around. But anyway, I thought that you would find that of interest and importance as we move forward here. I don't know whether this is a step forward or step backward in human progress. Remember John Wayne Bobbitt? Raise your hands, please. Do you remember him? Got his ding-dong chopped off by his wife. Now he's had his toes amputated. And this has nothing to do with Lorena Bobbitt, his wife. He's been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, and so that's what happens. The water supply. You know, there's all those ads for. Excuse me, I sneezed.
Oh, bless you.
You know, all of those ads that you see on TV now for the water at Camp Lejeune? He was one of the people that drank that water. So the reason I'm telling you this story is not necessarily, so we remember John Wayne Bobbitt, and we all have a smirk on our face when his wife chops off his ding-dong. Now there are, this is a warning, this is a story, and so all the ads that you see, even though they sensationalize it, they are not incorrect. The water there, apparently, for decades, was awful down in North Carolina. Pretty much the whole decade of the 80s, starting in the 70s and going into the 90s, the water was severely contaminated. And so among the things that have happened to soldiers who were stationed there were peripheral nervous system problems. So that means that the signals sent between the central nervous system into your body parts don't work. And it's caused strokes in a lot of people, osteoporosis, all kinds of ulcers and skin grafts. I mean, this is horrible.
Yeah. And it's not something that's just easily discovered, like one sip and then it's overnight. Yeah, it's long-term kind of usage.
Yep, there are all kinds of mental and physical problems that have come as a result of the contamination of the water down there. So there is the Camp Lejeune Justice Act from last year. And so he's saying that my problems went back to having a, you know, the problem with my wife, ex-wife, Lorena Bobbitt, could have come. He had a wandering ding-dong, and they kind of blame that on Camp Lejeune. And so there are two pieces to this story. Number one, the recollection that we all have of John Wayne Bobbitt, and when that all happened 30 years ago. God, has it been 30 years? Amazing. He had it sewn back on, by the way. You knew that, right?
Yeah. Well, and she didn't do it because he was cheating. She accused him of rape and abuse for years.
Yeah, right. And he went on to be he was a celebrity of sorts in a certain circle. Yeah. And he did a bunch of X-rated movies.
At least a certain part of him was a celebrity.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep.
There was a children's song that we would sing, and we always very much enjoyed singing it, of their story to the tune of The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Dee 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 dee. The boo boo goes away, or whatever the lyric line was. Yeah. All right. There's some good news. Fewer Americans applied for jobless benefits last week. Labor market continues to thrive, even though the Federal Reserve is worried about inflation. And in a sense, that sort of reflects on if they're are no jobs, that means something, well, there's two or three ways of looking at this. There's something wrong. We don't have people to fill the jobs. And that's a systemic thing because the government makes it so easy for people not to work in this country. It's pretty sick. And the other side of it is that because people are the folks that have people in jobs, they're keeping them there by trying to make them happier. So the unemployment claims for last week fell by 11,000 from the previous week. 11,000 fewer jobless claims. Let's see here. Weekly unemployment claims are a proxy for the number of U.S. layoffs. And so that would suggest that we haven't had a lot of layoffs. And now the Federal Reserve in the last, year and a half, 2 years, raised the borrowing rate 11 times. And they haven't raised it in the last four times. But the inflation rate was higher than it had been for 40-some-odd years. So, and this is part of what happened in COVID, giving all the money to everybody. Nobody went to work, all that stuff. Another one of the outrages. No matter what you say or what you think, I am completely convinced this was one of, if not the biggest in modern times, scam perpetrated on humanity, this whole COVID thing. And you can blame the Chinese for that. Because this is, it's the whole thing about the economy. What they were trying to do was disrupt the world's economy. And they did a pretty good job of it for a while. So anyway, there have been layoffs, though. I thought that was, you see, the smaller companies aren't announcing layoffs. Google did, right? Apple has. eBay did. Snap, Amazon, yeah. Cisco.
Well, they had to. They had such a increase in hiring during the pandemic, and then that need just isn't there as it was, and they have way too many people on board.
Yeah. So, but they still, unemployment claims are like around 200,000. That's a low number, frankly. Very low number. All right. Now, going to the state of Hawaii. Say hi to the folks in Maui for me. In Maui, say hi to everybody over there. Two bills moving through the Hawaii legislature phasing out short-term rentals. that are not occupied by the owner. Hawaii is trying to tackle rising housing costs and a number of people that are homeless because the weather is good. If you can get on a plane or a boat or something, get over there, you at least won't die of being cold and frozen. These two bills have prompted a lot of debate about the future of vacation rentals, the Airbnb stuff, right? Residents complaining about the impact of tourism. You know, if it was up to the natives in Hawaii, there would be no tourism. Nobody would go there because they think the tourists have ruined their islands.
Mm-hmm.
And I get kind of their argument.
Yeah, people take advantage of it. They don't appreciate it as much.
Right.
Visitors litter. It's one of those things where smoking is so frowned upon there because of what it does, and then the litter. Nobody
as well. It should
the cigarettes away properly. And
Yep. All right. So anyway, what's going on over there is a result of people and their frustrations. Short-term rentals have been profitable, but that doesn't help the locals, right? And that's what this is for. The focus is on the locals and having housing for the locals. 25% of the housing units, for example, in Lahaina, which is Maui. Did you post that picture? I posted.
I don't know what you saw from Lahaina.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so that's where the problem is the biggest, but it's a problem all over islands in Hawaii. So, I think the result of this would be more expensive to find a place to stay when you go there. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRIP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRIP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRIP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code, just Doug, actually, D-O-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Episode in the history of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City. He has some fabulous experiences, fabulous stories, fabulous attitudes, fabulous ways to help keep you on the right course. So if you look at if you go back in time, I mean, every week we have these 2 hours, one with Jack Stockwell, one with Ken Kronos, offering help on your quest for the best health possible. Jack has different ways, different thinking than does Ken. And so that is noted here as we try to understand the whole business of salt. I I find myself often listening to the two of you, Jack and Ken, as you pit your information, not against each other, but as contrary. And that's one of the reasons that I do it the way I do it, because people should hear both sides of the story. So you were listening last week when Ken took the position that he did. He doesn't think you should put salt on anything at all. And he doesn't think you should put sugar, have any sugar in your system either. I think it's hard to avoid both of them. But you don't agree on the salt. As a matter of fact, you vehemently disagree with him when it comes to the salt shaker. So you want to explain that?
Yeah, it's like the debate on, with vitamins. How many vitamins? Should you take this? Should you take that? Without ever contradistinguishing between vitamins that are made in a laboratory and the real vitamins that come from food. It's the same thing with salt. Usually when there's a disagreement on salt, and salt can lead to water retention, can lead to higher blood pressures, there's no distinguishing difference established between what would be considered table salt and sea salt. Now, I would agree with him with table salt. Table salt has one mineral, just sodium, and way too much of it. Plus, it has anti-slaking additives in there to keep the stuff flowing, like when it rains, it pours, kind of an idea. And that's the wrong kind of stuff. The right stuff is the salt that's colored. It's either pink or it's gray. If it's gray, you know it's sea salt that came from the French coast. If it's pink, you know it's Himalayan sea salt. This salt has as many as 84 minerals in it. And our bodies are so dependent on minerals, let alone all the chlorides that are present. And your body needs the chloride from salt to form hydrochloric acid. And so with the patients that I deal with that are on salt-restricted diets, almost invariably they have some kind of digestive problems because they're not making enough hydrochloric acid to break down the proteins. So I just wanted to make that. When you hear stuff
does
like
that contribute
this,
to lots of gas and that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because this stuff will it'll fester. It'll ferment.
Yeah.
And so when stuff sits in the stomach for too long because it's not sufficiently acidified, it'll turn into a little volcano and start blowing these acids up your throat. And then you think you got acid indigestion when you didn't have enough acid.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make that clarification.
Yeah, no, you did. That's very good. Now, I think that we were talking, and this is something that we didn't spend as much time on as I would like to have, the blood thinners that are important. There are 9 of them, and you maintain at your website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, that these are kind of musts. I was looking at what I have. The cayenne pepper I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole because it's just so, it's dangerous.
Well, it's rough on the stomach. Some people get a kick out of it. Other people, it's just too sensitive. Mm.
But garlic is easy enough, and ginger.
Yes.
And ginkgo, and green tea, and the fish oil. See, I maintain, Ken says to me that I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity, and he even attributes it, you know, he says, I don't understand this. And I said, how about I take 3 fish oil capsules a day? Does that make it understandable? And he looked at me and he said, yeah. And so I think that's one of the easiest ways for me, between that and turmeric or curcumin or whatever you want to call it. I think there are such benefits there that are so easy. And the green tea, I think, also. Don't you think that green tea
I agree with you. These are the things that our species has been using for time immemorial to have good, healthy blood circulation. And we know
Knowing it. They didn't know it. They don't know that turmeric is, the Indians,
they don't study this stuff.
They don't
study nutrition. Nutrition is not a part of medical education.
Food is medicine.
How to sell drugs.
That's the mantra, doctor.
Body healthy.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check it out there, or JackStockwell.com. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.